Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it didn't take very long. The numbers come out at 7:30 and at 8:08. We see reports from USDA that private exporters reported the sale of 296,000 tons of U.S. corn to South Korea, as well as another sale of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. It looks to me like end users are stepping in strong this morning off of these numbers.
Well, I think that it's about time. They've been just biding their time figuring that we were going to see another lower corn stocks report coming out of the USDA today, and we certainly didn't see that. I mean, we were at $4.1 billion in usage for this last quarter. And end users, if end users haven't taken care of themselves by now, they better get it done because the battle for acreage is going to be, it is for real. A lot of people were of the opinion we'd already bought a lot of acres away from this. But when you look at the fact that 4.1 billion bushels of usage, if we keep up this pace, and it's likely there, that we may even pick that pace up a little bit more, that barely gets us to new crop corn with supply.
So I guess then the ending stock numbers under a billion are potentially possible.
Oh, I believe that that's real, and that's another reason that I think that the acreage battle is here for real now because of the fact that we just can't allow ourselves to get that tight. And on the other side, we saw bean stocks go down too, you know. So, and wheat planted acres were lower than what the lowest guess was. It was quite an interesting report in that respect.
Yeah, the wheat, let's get to that now, and particularly, I suppose, Kansas City wheat. It looks to me like, given these numbers, we could see some real swings in the Kansas City wheat today to the upside.
Well, I think the Kansas City wheat is certainly going to be the leader, you know, and it's primarily because it was so dry they just plain didn't get the stuff in the ground. And you know, of course, if wheat goes higher, corn goes higher, beans go higher, it's quite the complex needs acres in all areas. And that's an unusual or kind of a perfect storm situation.
So if corn and wheat and soybeans all need to go higher, Jackie, where does the land come out of? Does it come out of cotton? Does it come out of milo? I mean, where is it going to come out of?
Well, I would my personal opinion is it's going to come a lot more is going to come out of cotton again this year, and that was probably. Anticipated already because of the fact that cotton stocks are certainly going to fall. We had absolute record numbers last year just because it was really wet down in the south. I'm sure that we're going to look at some more double crop beans, which could help us, you know, bean stock wise. But it's going to be interesting. I'm sure some people are going to say, well, we planted less wheat, so that's going to go to corn, and maybe we won't worry about it as much. But I think the reaction today isn't going to really look that closely at that.
Hmm. What should producers do today, then?
Uh-huh. Well, the first thing I think a producer needs to think about is what I talked about last week, and that is just get some puts in place because we don't know how high this corn can go, but we certainly need to protect ourselves from any type of a pullback also. And so I look at puts as being the right thing to do, and I know the reaction is going to be it's way too expensive, but no, it's not, because this market could go, if it goes a dollar higher than this and you've spent 35 cents on a put, you've picked up 65 cents and you still have value in that put.
All
where
right.
If the market goes a buck higher and you did it in cash, you're done.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILO Urbana.